How you doing, man?
Outstanding.
Awesome. You sound great, man.
Outstanding. I'm way ahead of the curve this morning.
All right.
Got the sauerkraut warming up for the Polish. Got the au jus warming up for the Italian beef.
Listen to you, Lou.
Yes. Getting ready for the puck drop.
It's a meat-topia for the ages, Lou.
Well, I wouldn't say it's that epic. We have had more epic ones.
Well, you're doing the work, Lou, and that's what
I'm matters. Doing the work. I'm always doing the work.
When is the puck drop, Lou?
Puck drop is at 2:00.
2 p.m. folks, over at the Sovereign.
Yes. By the time you get this podcast, the game will already have started, but I hope you're here anyway.
Oh, you know me too well, Lou. You know me too well. Lou, were you a big hockey fan as a child growing up?
No.
No, okay.
Definitively no.
But you did like the Hartford Whalers, didn't you?
Well, that's what ignited the old hockey spark.
Okay.
Introducing the Howell family as the starting first line of the Hartford Whalers.
Thank you for that move into nostalgia there, Lou. That was a beautiful moment.
And you know, the Hartford Whalers is still one of the most recognized logos.
Oh, I can't picture it, though.
Well, if you were to see it, you would say that's the Hartford Whaler logo.
I would assume it's a whale.
It is not.
Okay. Maybe that's what makes it so distinctive, eh?
That's correct. Yes.
So, Lou, last week we talked about our dunce of the week, as my phone goes off. Who would you nominate this week for the sports dunce of the week? I'm curious.
I would have to give it to the marketing department of the Chicago Cubs.
And who leads that? Do we have to give it to Tom Ricketts again, or do we find out who actually markets for the Cubs?
I don't know. We could put it under the, we could go under the Ricketts umbrella.
All right.
I mean, for crying out loud, are you that hung up for money that you go to freaking Albies to sponsor your stadium club?
I hope they serve their $2 cookies in all.
I don't think. Oh, come on! I think you said dollar and Wrigley in the same sentence. Whatever that is, dollar should always be pluralized. Well,
you know who my nominee is Chris Bryant.
Who is Chris Bryant?
He is the new Cubs third baseman, who's supposed to be the savior of the team.
That poor kid. I actually, too much hype.
You have sympathy for it?
too much hype on the poor lad.
Yeah, he struck out.
He's suffering from Kevin O'Reilly syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, it blows my... Kurt St. Cove in particular was practically ready to put him on a golden goat and lead him around the stadium. So, I don't know. But I will go with your nomination, Lou, because what is this fancy place sponsored by Aldi? What is it? Is it a...
Club, where if you got a season ticket, or you know the guy at the door, you can get in.
All right, if they are not serving just all these foods, like that, what is that Kirkland chili that you get?
I would hope that they would have those delicious meatballs out there.
All right.
Yes.
All right, Lou, did you hit a sandwich review this week?
Did I hit a sandwich review this week, you ask?
I do.
And yes, I did.
All right, play that theme music. Go ahead. It's actually sandwich. I'm in love with you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like the driving.
Yeah,
it's time to have a sandwich.
It's from They Might Be Giants. Do you know that band?
Oh God, no.
Oh God, you like them if you.
Are they on 94.7 yet?
I don't think so, Lou.
Well, then I won't. Then maybe
what,
10 years
is,
from now.
What is 94.7, if I may ask? Is that the drive?
Yeah, that plays the songs that I used to listen to.
I see.
All five of them. I heard 409 this morning. I heard the Beach Boys 409 this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I was stoked.
And now they have a famous cleaning product named after that. 409.
Oh, very good, Commiss. I like that.
Did you have an eight-track player in one of your vehicles that you didn't?
I had the 8-track with the Jensen mid-range speed, the Jensen coaxials in the back, and I had some nice mid-range speakers in the driver's side doors, in the passenger and driver's side door.
You fancy lad.
Oh, yeah, I had a fucking killer stereo.
Now, did that end up getting totaled?
Yes, somebody's foot went through that as I was careening into a tree. Yes, exactly. Which gave way to the birth of the tri-axle Jensen speakers in the back of the next car that I believe got wrapped around a telephone pole, but I'm not quite sure in the order. But I know the first one was through Gary Wright's Dreamweaver.
We should.
And I was dreaming to think I could make that hairpin turn at 45 miles an hour on a snowy day. But hey, thank God for the snow tank in the tree. I didn't go down into the gully.
There you go, sir.
Yeah.
We should just do a whole podcast on the cars you have totaled. It would be.
Oh no! We'd have to bring them in from the hometown and have them tell you the stories.
So let's go back to that sandwich review, Lou. What was the sandwich and where did you go?
The sandwich was the Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Oh. At where?
Over at Pumping Company.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I went off menu.
Ah.
Yes, because I am a firm believer, and I just give it up that the Philly cheesesteak should be served with whiz.
Okay, yeah, you're a traditionalist.
You know, with or without, it's whiz or then you can get your cheese. But I mean, whiz should always be an option. Well, that being said, it wasn't, so I just got some plain old chemically engineered tasting cheese.
And did you give it to the grill man?
Oh no, they had it. I told them steak. All right.
Very good.
And that was it. Just a plain steak and cheese.
All right. Nope.
And it was delicious.
Did you have a tomato on it, Lou?
No. Just steak and cheese. I'm going to give it a solid 3.25.
All right.
Price brings it down as far as value goes, but it was nice. It was good. It was a pleasant surprise.
Was it a $7 sandwich? To me, that's your price limit on a sandwich.
No, it was over $7, but they give you a heaping order of fryer turkey fried macaroni cheese, the usual crap.
All right. Lou, the sandwich review, always a favorite.
Always a favorite.
So, are you ready for your question of the week, sir?
I'm all ears.
All right. If you were in a bar fight, would you like to have Tiger Woods or Jeff Samardzija at your side, and why?
Oh, God, if I was in a bar fight.
Yes, and you...
Who would I want to run out? So basically you're saying, who would I want to leave as I ran out the back door? If that were the case, then it would definitely be Tiger Woods. But I think I'd like to get into the bar fight with Jeff Samardzija.
I thought so, too. When I was thinking about two people, I thought the shark would be a pretty good guy to have next to you.
The shark? Greg Norman?
No, I think that's Samardzija's nickname. He's also a shark. But I
oh, really? I didn't know they named him after Greg Norman.
I wouldn't mind having Greg Norman if I was in a bar fight as well.
I don't know. He's like 75.
Is he an Aussie?
Yes, he is.
They always know how to bar fight.
He's a soccer guy. Any big soccer hooligan, yeah.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Well, give us your catchphrase out.
Get any work! and
the Bears, Hawks.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Hockey Town. When you don't give a puck, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou pucks you.